This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
On April 23, 2013, Belvedere resident Brad Sheffield announced plans to run for the Rio District seat on the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. Charlottesville Tomorrow's recording begins with Brad Sheffield.
Well, thank you all for coming, and I thank all my friends and family for showing up to support me on this announcement. My name is Brad Sheffield, and I'm running for the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors to represent the Rio District. Without question, Albemarle County is one of the most beautiful places that I've been able to live. My wife, Chrissy, and I started our family here when I was attending the University of Virginia. And it was then that we knew that we wanted to make this place our home. And I feel that we're all fortunate to actually call Albemarle our home. But there is one thing that is certain, and that is growth and change is occurring all around us. Just in the last 10 years, we've seen about 15,000 more people move into Albemarle County. About 7,000 more homes have been built. And with that kind of continued growth and change, we're sure to be facing new challenges and opportunities. You may have heard of the quote before, that success always comes when preparation meets opportunity. And to me, that means that we need to face our challenges head on, prepare for our opportunities today, so that we can be successful for the future. And I want to be elected supervisor so that I can help build that future. And to do this, I think we should focus on four areas. We should start off by making sure that we're making smart, balanced decisions about how our community grows, and making sure that we're paying attention to how it impacts our natural resources and our existing infrastructure. And two, we need to make sure that we're finding new opportunities to improve our transportation choices, making sure that we're building secondary corridors that help provide alternatives to the congested roads like US 29. And in the urban areas, making sure that we're investing in infrastructure like sidewalks, bike lanes, and public transit. Three, I definitely believe that we should be supporting our businesses, providing them with the resources and infrastructure that they need. But most importantly, we need to make sure that we're providing them with the best possible workforce. And that means providing and building a community that supports people. And four, our children are our future. They are the county's future. And as a father that has two daughters in the public school system, I can say wholeheartedly that we should be making sure that we're providing our children with the best education possible so they can graduate and be contributing members to the community. And to do this, we need county leadership. Leadership that's going to listen, be responsive, and build a consensus. We need leadership that's not only going to inform the community, but engage. Because we have to recognize that our ideas for how to improve our community and face our challenges, they sometimes come from our friends and our neighbors. So we have to find ways to empower them so they can share those ideas. And we need leadership that's going to make smart fiscal decisions. We need leadership that's going to be actively contributing to the discussions, building a vision for the future, being transparent, and getting everything on the table so that together we can figure out how we're going to move into the future. And I strongly believe that I am that leader. I have proven results that by managing resources, you can be successful. When I started my career in Southwest Georgia, I started a rural transit program that was successful in providing service over a 14-county area. The most important part, so we did this with no local tax dollars involved. It's because we brought together and combined the resources. We made smart fiscal decisions to meet the transportation needs of that area. And I've proven that transparency and communication works. When I was working for the city of Tallahassee, within the first week of working there, I was faced with $1 million shortfall in my budget. And we had crumbling partnerships with the two universities in that town. But I turned that challenge around, I made it into an opportunity, and actually made it into a success. We got everybody together, we discussed our different perspectives, we came up with a common vision, and we moved forward. The result was just better partnerships, better relationships, and actually increased ridership. I have a professional background in planning. I graduated from the University of Virginia with a master's degree in planning, and I focused on transportation and land use. And I've spent the last 14 years developing the skills that allow me to understand what the county is going to face and how to make certain decisions. And those skills also allow me to reach out into the community and engage, allow me to figure out what steps we need to take, and then take the clear and consistent action to get to where we want to go. Planning gets me energized. It's something that I really do get excited about, and I think I bore my neighbors and my friends to death about what I talk about. But to be quite honest, I am a little bit of a planning nerd. This stuff does get me excited. It's all about moving forward in those small incremental steps, like improving a park or connecting roads. Those small steps that add up to that bigger vision that we've created that ultimately moves us forward. And we have to remember that our future is built on our past. And it's that history that's going to inspire us to forge ahead and embrace the change and challenges to come and turn them into opportunities. We got to keep finding ways to make Albemarle County a great place for jobs, to raise a family, and to retire. And I'm looking forward to talking to the different residents throughout the Rio districts, talking to my neighbors, because to me, this is going to be like an interview process. And I'm going to have to show that my experiences, my knowledge, and my background clearly demonstrate that I'm a supervisor to hire, and I'm a supervisor who will work for you. So, to my neighbors in the Rio district and hopeful constituents, I ask that you vote for me on November 5th. Thank you. I'll take questions individually.